Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball team, Tony Stone. You know, since the last time we talked, a lot of things have happened with the Yellow Jacket program, and for the most part, all of them good. Went 7-1, and should be noted that atop now the GNAC conference. I mean, looking at it right now, and you're looking at all those games, all of them on the road. Boy, you just got to be pleased with the way things are going.
Yeah, you know, coming back into town yesterday, it was a thought that crossed my mind. You know, we had the first 24 games on the road. And I don't know if anybody else really has the same travel schedule that we do. It's pretty grueling, very brutal, and you could tell how tired this team was coming back into town. And, you know, the thought crossed my mind, you know, they did some really good things. You know, 16-8 after the first 24 on the road. I'm very pleased with where we're at right now. I still wouldn't say we're playing our best, but you know, it's still early. You know, it sounds kind of funny to say it's still early. We have 24 games into the season already. We still have, you know, 35 left. You know, we're almost there, but yeah, I'm very pleased with where we're at right now after the first 24 on the road.
Got to ask you about your pitching. You know, your last three games, that last series you had against Central, I mean, they didn't score a run. There's a lot about this game I don't know, but as I mentioned last time we talked, I know if they can't score, you can't lose. And, I mean, that's just incredible from a coach's standpoint to see that kind of pitching. Because this team has always been able to hit, always had great defense, and we've had solid pitching. But right now, boy, the pitching is just really coming through for you.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we needed to improve upon this year was our pitching. And I feel like we've done that, and I still think there is some room for improvement. You know, our two seniors, Lisa Moore and Becca Satza, they're dialed in right now. I mean, their ERAs, both of them below 2 right now. And even with Casey Condor, our freshman, she's at right about 2 for her ERA. You know, couple that with Josie Grotbo, who can, you know, throw some very quality innings for us. Our pitching staff has just been very solid. You know, four pitchers that can win a ball game for you at this level. I think, you know, in some cases it's rare to have that many pitchers that can throw well for you. So we're very pleased with where we're at with our pitching. And, you know, Western Washington, they are a good hitting club. You know, they can hit the ball. Our pitchers really, you know, did a good job against their pretty tough offense. So our pitching has just been tremendous, and you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, the games to come, because as they improve, I think overall our team will improve as well.
Yeah, if you looked at Western, they came in with a very, very good record against you all, and you know, I think when you take a look at it, and of course it's a long season, and you know, I know coaches tend to be optimistic, but I know they tend to be rather guarded with their optimism. But obviously you want to win as many games as you can on the road and then control your home field, and certainly you've done that job so far. In fact, in many ways you've been pretty dominant on the road.
Yeah, you know, there are a couple of games that we played that you know, in talking with the players, we felt we just didn't have it that game. We were tired. We let something get to us. We just didn't have, you know, our best day on some of those games where we were, you know, getting beat by, you know, a couple more runs. You know, it's kind of an, you know, a funny thing that we're so hard on ourselves. And then you turn around and look, and, you know, you're 16-8. You know, like I said earlier, you gotta be happy with that. You know, so many games on the road, and you know, it's almost a season in itself. You know, 24 games for some schools. It's a good feeling to come back home, I'll tell you that, because after the first 24 out there, it'll be nice, like you said, to come home and see what we can do when we're rested, when we get to sleep in our own beds and, you know, come to our own home field.
We're going to be talking about that upcoming homestand. Believe it or not, despite the fact we've got snow on the ground, it's right around the corner. We're going to be talking about that and some other aspects of what's been going on with the Yellow Jacket softball program right after this timeout.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, brought to you by Alphagraphic, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Yellow Jacket softball program, as they get set to open up their home schedule this Friday against Northwest Nazarene, part of a four-game homestand against Northwest Nazarene. And then, of course, they'll be back on Wednesday also against the University of Mary. Tony, one of the things I look at when I take a look at the numbers and I see how a team is doing over the course of a year, even kind of beyond the wins, I try to look at how they're winning, you know. And the one thing I really like what I'm seeing so far is you're winning in a lot of different ways. There have been those dominant games where you score a lot of runs, where it seems like it's almost over before it even gets started. You're winning those close games, you know, that tend to be kind of pitching duels. And I think that's important, because if I see a team just always winning close games, you're thinking, well, the bottom's going to drop sooner or later. If they're just dominating, you're thinking, what's going to happen when all of a sudden they get their backs against the walls? But up to this point, you're winning in a lot of different ways, and that's important because there's going to be a lot of different styles of games as the year goes on.
You know what? I think that helps us in terms of us growing as a ball club, that we can win, you know, with the bats, we can win with the pitching, we can win with the defense. And there's going to be some days where the bats aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's going to be some days when the pitching, you know, we're not hitting our spots and maybe we have a few errors on defense. But, you know, you're right. We do have, you know, a lot of things going for us right now. As you said earlier, I'm always going to reserve optimism, but I think if we can get all three going at the right time, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. It really is. I'm pretty excited for it. That, you know, we've been in a lot of one-run ball games that we have won. We've been in a few that we've lost. I think it teaches us a few things about what we need to do and how we need to grow as a team. But, you know, overall, I think in the three areas, pitching, defense, and offense, if one is struggling, there's another facet of the game that I think can pick it up for the rest of us.
The thing that really sticks out in my mind, too, is going back to the Western Oregon game. You end up splitting with them. I know those were two games that you really thought should have gone in the win column for you. But the interesting thing about that was you lose the first two games against them. Then you come back and win the next two. And then taking even a look at Central Washington, I believe you lost the first game of that four-game set. Am I right there?
And then, actually, yeah. It was Western Washington.
Oh, Western Washington. Yep, Washington. I get Western and Central. But then again, you lose that first game, and then you come back and win the next three. I find that really impressive from the standpoint that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, right away your backs are against the wall and, you know, instead of kicking the dirt, obviously the girls are coming back and playing some impressive softball, so they're handling that adversity.
Yeah, the Western Oregon doubleheader, when we played those first two games, you know, it was obvious that we weren't playing well. That day was just one of those days where I think we were waiting for something to happen, and we lost two games, and by all rights, we should have. You know, it was almost like we were inviting somebody to beat us. That was the attitude. And after those games were over, it was immediate. The reaction of the team was, hey, this isn't us. This is not how we play. And this is not how, you know, we want to be viewed on the field. The next day they came back, you know, hit the ball very well, had some good pitching, and we won two games. Almost the same sort of attitude against Western. The first game we lost, we, you know, had five errors in that ball game, and that's just very uncharacteristic of our team. And you could feel that there was that air of, hey, this is not us. This is not how we play. We need to change something. We need to make an adjustment. And they did it, but not only did they do it, I think they did it with such a calmness that, You know, it wasn't like we were going to panic. It was, hey, we're all right. We just need to make an adjustment. They went out, they did it, and, you know, held them scoreless for 20 innings in a row. And unfortunately, you know, my fault probably that Lisa had a no-hitter going into, I think it was the first game of, the fourth game, second game of the second day there. Somebody mentioned something about the no-hitter, and I said something, and of course, all of a sudden, a Texas League pop-up goes into the outfield, and you know, we probably shouldn't have said anything about it because, as you know, you're not supposed to say stuff in the dugout when that's going on. But yeah, it was, like I said, it was the feeling of calm. Hey, we know we were better than this. Nobody panicked. It was let's play our game and let's do it the best way we can.
I want to ask, you know, that you bring up an interesting point. This is kind of off subject a little bit, but the one thing that's interesting about baseball and softball is that I don't think there's ever been two sports that are more superstitious. You know, those little things are going on. It's just it's part of the charm of the game as far as I'm concerned. Do you find that with this team? I mean, I know it's a little bit kind of esoteric, getting off the subject a little bit here, but is that one of those things? You mentioned not mentioning the and usually the pitcher during a no-hitter is the loneliest player on the field because nobody talks to him, nobody sits next to him. But do you find that with this team?
Somewhat, yes. There are always superstitions that I hear going around, you know, and it's more in preparation, how they put their uniform on, how they wear their hair, what they wear in their hair. For me, actually, it's what pen I use to write the lineup. If I write a lineup and we lose, I change pens. I go get a different pen. And if we're winning with that pen, I stick with it. And the moment we lose, I change pens to write the lineup. So, yeah, it's kind of a crazy little thing. But when you're in the situation of, you know, there's a little bit of pressure here and we want to win a ball game, there's almost anything that you'll do to give yourself a positive edge, you know, even if it's in your own head. You know, if you're you know, winning a ball game because of the lineup or because of the pen you used to write the lineup, then yeah, you're winning the ball game because of that pen. You got to come up with some things to, you know, keep yourself, you know, in a positive light that you know, things are going well for you. You want to make sure they keep going well for you.
We're going to talk about the homestand coming up. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coaches Show coming up.
Your Billing Sheridan Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential white pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Ken Adeblew back with Tony Stone, the head coach of the Montana State Billings softball team. Obviously, the big question is now, are we even going to be able to get these games in? Obviously, we've got some snow on the ground right now. We're recording this on a Tuesday. You know, by Thursday or by Friday, things looking actually pretty good. Highs in the 40s, not bad for softball, believe it or not. And Saturday is looking really good with sunny skies, highs in the 50s, but a lot of snow on the ground. Obviously, you're going to be crew chief this week as well.
Yeah, you know, I wear a lot of hats here, and one of them happens to be grounds crew, which I'll definitely be out there clearing some snow, and that's just part of the game. It's just the way things go. There's a lot of, you know, money spent to, you know, for the teams that travel in, for them to get here. We want to make sure that we're prepared for them, and so, you know, we do a lot of work in terms of field maintenance. So yeah, there'll be some snow removal. There'll be some shovels out there. I'm actually going to get the Bobcat from maintenance and have their snow brush out there and brush the outfield. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure we get these games in.
I think it'll probably happen from the way the weather's looking, and I probably just cursed you, so I apologize for that. Northwest Nazarene, though, that's the important thing. You got them at home. Starts at 1 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. Doubleheaders, obviously conference games. and coming off a nice obviously start to the season on the road, very important that you don't have any kind of a letdown at home.
Exactly. And with Northwest Nazarene, one of the scrappiest teams in the Great Northwest, although their record might not reflect, a lot of wins, don't let that fool you, because we went into Northwest Nazarene last year. We just came off a big doubleheader sweep of Central Washington, who was in first place at the time. That propelled us into second. We go into Northwest Nazarene and play them the first game, and we get beat. And they just flat out beat us. And there's no excuses. They were very scrappy. They wanted it more than we did. So, as I've said so many times, you cannot take any team in this conference lightly. And I think Northwest Nazarene, they've improved tremendously from last year. They're just one of those teams that if you let down at any time, they will beat you. So, yes, we will definitely be preaching that as the weekend approaches, that we've got to be at the top of our game no matter who we're playing.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I've seen it go both ways. I've seen teams return home and there's a possibility they might be a little too high. They're so excited, and sometimes you got to get over that. Sometimes they lose a little bit of their edge because all of a sudden they relax a little bit. Okay, we're home now. Things are going to go well. I mean, basically, whatever you've been doing on the road and doing well, you'd like to just translate to home, because being at home obviously is an advantage.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. We've been very successful on the road to this point. Now that we're home, hopefully, what helps us more is, we'll get a little bit more rest. We don't have to, wake everybody up at a certain time to get them down to breakfast and, get everybody prepped, get them on the vans, load equipment, all of that. A lot of those things that you have to do while you're traveling, we won't have to do anymore. It's a little bit more relaxing to be able to, sleep in your own bed and wake up at the time you need to and get ready and get to the field and then begin preparation. It's a lot less stressful, and hopefully that will help us, which, that's why you play at home, right? Get that extra time, and it's definitely something that we're looking forward to.
Obviously, this has been a very positive thing talking today, because we've talked a lot about a lot of positive aspects that have been going on with the program, and it's been a great season so far. But what are some of those things? Obviously, you see them on a day-by-day basis. You've seen them on the road. You've seen the games. I'm sure that you mentioned earlier that, it hasn't been perfect by any stretch of the imagination. What are some of those things you'd like to see kind of still shored up perhaps this weekend?
Well, obviously, defense. It's something that we've been traditionally very good at, but this past weekend, in my view, I think the defense we could have been a lot more sharp, not to where I like it to be. The ball was getting away from our glove, had five errors in one ball game. It's just something that I think we can do better, something we're going to need to work on this week in practice is, I always preach that word to this team. Hey, let's be sharp. Catching the ball, exaggerating, looking it into the glove, things like that. So that's one thing that I think we're definitely going to need to work on. Our pitching has been great, but we don't get, 10, 12 strikeouts a game. We don't have pitching that can get us 10, 12 strikeouts a game. So we rely on our defense to make the plays that we need them to make. And, we're averaging over an error per game right now. And that just kind of doesn't sit well with me. We're not traditionally that type of ball club. So defensively, I think that's something that we really need to work on is, exaggerating our mechanics, making sure that, the old adage, keep your eye on the ball. It's the same thing for defense. When you're seeing that ball into the glove and you're exaggerating, I think that's when things do become more crisp, more sharp. So defense is probably the most important area for us to focus on in terms of us improving.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jacketson Company. And that's Friday and Saturday at 1 o'clock here at Cenex Stadium, Northwest Nazarene in town. And then, of course, next Wednesday as well. And we'll be talking about that on the next Coaches Show as they'll be hosting the University of Mary. Actually, that's, yep. Yep, that is Wednesday at 1 o'clock here at Cinex. Tony Stone, congratulations on the great year so far, and finally get to see you at home. Looking forward to that.
Thank you, Ken.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.